Blog Talk Radio.
The greatest gap in life is the one between knowing and doing. The question raised is, what are you doing? You know, the secret of success is hidden in your daily agenda. It's hidden in your daily agenda. Did you know that a victory of discipline in one area of your life can carry over and help you win in other areas? And speaking about winning, it's time to get our priorities straight. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You know, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and inspiring. If you have missed any of our past shows, episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared faithfully each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. The number four, the letter U. Our last Shape Up installment was powerful. We looked at attitude is the difference maker. Now, attitude is not everything, is what we discovered, as we have often heard, but yet attitude, without question, makes the difference. We're pulling some pages out of the book by one of my mentors, John C. Maxwell, on Today Matters. I am a John Maxwell certified teacher, speaker, trainer, and coach. And so we're preparing for a powerful mastermind roundtable, a private mastermind roundtable on this very topic. And we wanted to just give you a little peekaboo snapshot of the 12 principles, the 12 daily practices that guarantee tomorrow's success. And so that's where we are on our journey. And so if you've missed our last installment, you definitely want to go back to our on-demand and take a look at that, because, again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast. Well, I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation. Just the thought of that gets me all excited, because when we open the lines, this is an opportunity for you to ask a question, make a comment around the subject. We truly do welcome the interaction, and we love the vibrancy that it brings. So have your notepads and pens ready to capture the information and jot your questions down as they come up so that we can give you additional coaching, empowerment, and support. We encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, don't be shy. Just simply chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and again, we are pulling pages from Today Matters, and we're looking at Get Your Priorities Straight. That's right, Get Your Priorities Straight. As we prepare for our private mastermind on all 12 practical principles, we're just pulling a few out so you can get a snapshot. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you do us a favor. Take a moment, a quick moment, to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle. Do whatever you need to do. A carrier pigeon? I don't know. Go old school. Fax, email. And invite someone, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for the richness that will be shared on today's program. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, I want to remind you, if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPad sitting in front of your laptop, desktop, you got your notes on your smartphone, you want to grab that and get ready, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, today really matters. And we're talking about the significance of priorities give focus. Priorities give focus. And, you know, this is a very interesting topic, and it's so key, because so often the focus is on time management, and I am definitely one that has taught on time management. But what I'm growing to realize is that time management should be more about prioritizing your time. So, in essence, you are managing your priorities. And I am going to share with you time management quadrants for you to more effectively manage your priorities, because, you know, the reality is time is without question. You've heard me say this before. Time is our most precious commodity. Time is something that we cannot get back. And so wherever our focus is on time, that, in essence, will set us up for success today or failure tomorrow, because whatever we give our time to is king or queen in our lives. It reigns. And so we spoke about in our last session that so often, and this is such a true reality for many, that many of us, because our priorities are out of alignment, many of us find ourselves, instead of preparing, we are repairing. We're repairing because we have not properly prepared. And so in essence, we are repairing those things from yesterday. For example, if we don't set our priorities today and we have all of these things that we know that we should get done and we simply waste the day, we don't prioritize for whatever reasons, and we can justify anything. And so then what happens, instead of me doing what I need to do to prepare, to have that focus, because preparation gives us focus, gives us a focus on the day. One of the things that I like to do is, and I do use technology, and I want to share with you, and this is a cute story that I'll share with you. I was dealing with a coaching client, and we were talking about the subject of time management and prioritizing your time. And so I shared with this individual, I said, you know, you have to have a plan. So they got to the place where they really outlined their plan. They had a great plan. But the key with any plan is that you don't just have that plan, you have to execute on that plan. The plan is designed to give you the roadmap, but you have to begin to move and execute on it. You have to do something with that plan. So the individual had acquired a day planner, and they were writing all of these things down. But they found that although they had this great plan, they were not executing on the plan. And so through our one-on-one coaching time, we went on this journey of discovering, well, what's happening? You're doing great. You're outlining a plan, but you're not executing this plan. You're not moving on this plan. Let's look at your system. And what we came to realize is that for this individual, a day planning system was not efficient. And it wasn't efficient because they would have the plan, but then the day planner would be in the car. And so when they're out and about throughout their day, they didn't have it with them to reference, to hold them accountable. And so the things got outlined, but nothing was executed on because it was in the car. And so I said to them, I said, you know, with technology, no one said you had to have a day planner. With smart technology in the palm of our hands, we have all that we need. And the reality is, it's either in our pocket, in our purse, it's on our person more often than not, most of the time. Generally speaking, if someone doesn't have their smart device, it's because they left it and forgot it, not because it was intentional in today's technology age. So I shared with this individual, I said, you know what? I said, I see where we have a breakdown. Clearly, the system that you are trying to utilize for managing your priorities, this system is not serving you well because this system is not carrying over with you. So you have a plan that you're not executing, that you're not moving on, because the system in which you've outlined this plan is not serving you. So we began to talk about how can we strategize and work around this area of challenge. And the individual realized during this discovery time that, hey, I need to utilize my smart device more effectively instead of feeling like I have to have this day planner, because in their mind's eye, they felt like if I don't have this day planner, then I'm not really outlining my plan. And I say that openly as we're talking about prioritizing and that priorities give us focus, because whatever your system of planning is, now, Coach Adam, I do a combination between the two. I put specific appointments and things in my smartphone, but I like old school day planner, Franklin, whatever your system is. I like being able to see my month at a glance, those key rocks in my system, those big rocks that I have in my system, appointments and what have you. Daily, I like to jot things down daily that need to get done that maybe they don't need to be in my appointment, in my phone, in my smart device. And, you know, they're not a big rock, but it's something that needs to get done, and I need to be reminded of that. And so I share that with you because whatever system you use, the key is to have a system. Because I don't want you to be in that zone of repairing constantly. Because, see, what happened was this individual found that they were constantly repairing because they would outline things that they wouldn't get done, and then they're trying to catch up and get those things done, but the day has already gone. And that's where we want to make sure our focus is in the right area. We spoke very significantly about that on last week, that we don't want to be in the zone of constantly repairing because it makes yesterday the focus instead of the focus being on today. The focus is on yesterday. And so then my time is consumed with the things of yesterday, the things of the past. And then I get discouraged, and then I'm feeling frustrated because of all of these barriers to my goal. In addition, it's even more costly. You know, it's so interesting because I had a situation come up regarding registration for an event. And it may not seem like much, but literally because of missing one day, that registration had gone up almost $30. Now, you know, to some you may be saying, but Coach Adams, that's not a lot. But, hey, it's a few cups of coffee. It's one or two meals depending on your palate. It could be three meals. It could be four meals depending on your palate. It can be gas in the car. You know, so when you think of things in a bigger grand scheme of things, so often because we miss manage our priorities, it will cost us more in the long run. And so I want us to understand that managing our priorities is so key because it gives us focus. So the area that we want to make sure that we're staying in, because preparation today gives us confidence and success tomorrow. I was talking to a dear associate, and we often will say, well, how was your day? And, you know, and so we were both, it was productive, whatever, 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 got this done, da, 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 da. Again, discussing the management of priorities. And so preparation allows you to be focused where your focus needs to be, and that's on today, that's on the moment. It increases our efficiency, and I don't know about you, our global listening audience, but I know I want to be more efficient. Now, please understand, I have clay feet. I'm in the process with you. I'm still growing in these areas, you know, really working to make sure that I'm managing my priorities more effectively. That's why I am, without question, so excited about this private mastermind on Today Matters. Because the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success, growing in the discipline of that, I'm so excited about sharing in this journey for that intimate few. We only have a few slots available, 10 to be exact. And so if you would like more information about Today Matters and the private mastermind roundtable on the same topic, where we will each week take a look at two practical principles to guarantee tomorrow's success. This is a 6-week private mastermind roundtable, 6 weeks. And so I want you to know if you're interested and would like additional information, it starts November the 2nd, and will run for 6 weeks. So, you know, what I love is that currently I'm in a mastermind roundtable that's closed at this time on Put Your Dream to the Test, offered by one of my mentors, John C. Maxwell. Again, I'm a part of the John Maxwell team as a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. So it gives me the license to offer additional tools and support to my network on specific topics to enhance and add value. And so I'm so excited about the strategic plan that the Coach Adams brand had, in that we thought it was great for you to put your dream to the test for those that took that journey, and we're going into week number 4. And when I tell you, for those that are participating, it has been a wow. As a matter of fact, one of the participants said, wow, I have received a significant step of clarity, excited about what's on the horizon as we continue the 10-week journey. Another said, love this mastermind class with 4 exclamation marks. Another said, great class, insightful. Thank you, Coach Adams. Lots of exclamation marks. And so the power that happens in a mastermind roundtable, it is phenomenal, because you're bringing together like-minded individuals with the same focus, and they are all engaging on a growth journey to move and level up to another level in their lives. And it's so powerful when you bring different thought processes together around a specific curriculum that you can process through. And so our Today Matters, again, starts November the 2nd. If you're interested in getting more information, you can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101. Today matters. And what is key is priority gives us focus. So it's all about getting your priorities straight. And a large part of that is preparation. Preparation allows you to be focused in the right area, and that is today. It increases your efficiency, increases your confidence as you move throughout each day. You feel more confident on your journey because you feel well prepared. Well prepared. I mean, can you imagine you have a major meeting and you go in and you don't feel prepared, you're on the fly? That strips you of confidence. It chips away at your confidence. But if when you are prepared, you go in, your mindset is, I got this. And so that is what's so key about preparation. Preparation increases your confidence. It saves you money. You know, I was looking at, I often, at the close of the year, I go to Dallas. All of my family is in Dallas, and so I'm the only one here, myself and my little cousin who's 30, but we're the only two here and everybody else is there. My first cousin, her mom, my uncle, my mom, everybody is there. So it's easier for us to go there versus for them all to come here. And so between Christmas and New Year's, I make my annual trip to Dallas to spend that stint with my family. And what I have grown to learn is that if you don't properly prepare, especially, you know, just in general, but especially during the holidays, and get your ticket well in advance, guess what? The more days that tick away, the more expensive it is. And so it's interesting because I said, oh, yeah, it's October. Oh, my gosh, I better start looking at my ticket. You know, didn't want it to get away from me. Let me make sure I'm prepared. And so I have some award travel, right? And I was able to secure it with that. But this is what I saw that was so interesting. Literally 3 days after I had mine on hold, the awards travel for the same time frame went from 1250, the number of miles awards that you needed, to 2500. Tell me that that time did not save me money in being prepared. And so you have to understand that preparation is so key. Preparation actually takes us and elevates us to a higher level. So if you want to truly level up, guess what? You have to be prepared. You really do. And preparation is all about making good decisions. Combined with those good decisions, having daily disciplines in place, like what we're talking about, 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success based on today matters, that now is a masterpiece of potential. And you want to create your masterpiece, your Mona Lisa, because if you're not prepared, guess what? You have prepared for something. And it's been stated that success comes when preparation meets that moment of opportunity. I like to say when success comes when preparation intersects on life's highway with opportunity. But if you're not prepared, and many of us are not, because you're not preparing for anything, you're just kind of loosey-goosey flower child flowing through life. Hey, ho, hey, ho. You're just, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to go where the wind goes. And then when the opportunity comes, you're not ready for that moment. And so success comes when what? When preparation meets the opportunity. And so if the opportunity comes and you haven't done what you needed to do to be prepared, you will not be successful. You set yourself up to fail. And so the daily, 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success that we're going to look at is attitude. And last week we spoke about attitude is the difference maker. Attitude is not everything. You do need the skill, but it is the difference maker. Because if you have two people with the same qualification, you know, it lines up, experiences line up, overall, it's the same, pretty close to the same. But you have two different people come in. One is, you know, negative Nelly. The other one is positive Ned. Who will you hire? See, that's where this principle of attitude is the difference maker kicks in. See, your attitude gives you the edge. It gives you the winning formula that takes you over. It makes the difference because trust me when I say, people want people that are positive in an environment. And last week I shared a funny story that when I was in property management, one of my former managers or regional directors, more accurately I should say, he had left the company. But he had given me the very best employee review that I had in my time in a corporate setting. I mean, it was a stellar review. You couldn't have asked for a better review. He had left the company. I didn't know where he went. And I had submitted a resume for another community, you know, staying open to other opportunities. And interestingly enough, one resume I put in and I actually got a call. I had met the manager of the community but didn't know this until we connected at an industry party prior to, right? And so when I got the opportunity, he let me know what gave me the edge. He says, you know, there was a stack of resumes on my desk. And he told me who the individual was, and I recognized the name. He said he thumbed through those resumes. He pulled your resume out from the stack. And he said, she's wonderful. She's great. Get her in here. If you can get through all of that positive crap. I said, wow, if that's the one thing that he has to say that's negative, it's the positive crap, I'll take it all day. That's saying you have an attitude that makes the difference. It's the difference maker. And so I want you to know that attitude makes the difference. And we have to choose and display the right attitude. Whoopsie, phone dropped, all of that enthusiasm on this side. Many of us, we lose favor because our attitude is negative. We have negative continence, as I call it, negative weather. People look at you, you look like you just ate a bag or a box of sour lemons, sour apples. You're negative. You come into the environment, you strip the environment of power and life because you come in with all of your negativity. People call you on the phone and everything is so negative. Your glass is always half empty. It's never half full. You just, anything negative to find in a situation, you find it. But attitude is the difference maker. You've lost favor because you're so negative. No one wants to be around you. No one wants to talk to you. You call, they're like, oh, it's them, voicemail. They ghost you. They send you the voicemail because of that negativity. So attitude, we learned last week, is, in fact, the difference maker. This week, we're talking about priorities. But before we get into priorities and kind of touch on that and give you a little overview, I want to share with you the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success that we are going to be on our six-week journey of For Today Matters in our private mastermind roundtable that starts on November the 2nd. So what we're going to be looking at, and I just gave you an overview of attitude, of course, and we're going to be talking about priorities today, but the 12 daily dozen, as John Maxwell calls it, the 12 daily dozen secret to success. Attitude, priority, health and wellness, family, thinking, commitment, finances, faith, relationship or relationships, generosity, values, and growth. All of this is what we will be talking about. We'll look at two of the principles each week through our powerful practices each week that will guarantee your success, and we'll do that in just 6 short weeks. You'll end before the holidays. You'll gain the tools to truly supercharge your daily work, accomplish far more. I mean, really and truly, you will accomplish far more than you ever thought possible on a weekly basis and achieve your dreams faster than you ever imagined. Why? Because we're going to be looking at prioritizing our agenda. We said early on that the key to your success is in your agenda. So we're going to learn how to decide what's important to us each and every day. We're going to stretch our creativity and our thinking so that we can become a more valuable manager of our lives, of our priorities and time and so on and so forth. You know, being the greatest life manager that we can be is so key. We're going to look at manage your money instead of letting your money manage you. Improve and build your relationships. Become a powerful leader. You know, we were all created to be a leader, but many of us, we don't walk in our leadership. So we were all created to be leaders over our particular areas of life, to take dominion and to be over specific areas, but we don't walk in that. Discover how to make yourself more valuable every day and enjoy the payoff and so much more. So that is what our six-week private mastermind roundtable will look like. That's the overview. Now let's get into some of the nuts and bolts and just a little bit of the meat associated with priorities give us focus. Now, I know that we all know that without question, I tell you, without question, I don't think any of us would disagree that time is our greatest commodity. If you're just tuning in, I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you. We're going through a journey here on the airwaves on Today Matters, and we're looking at and been discussing two of the 12 practical principles to guarantee tomorrow's success around the private mastermind roundtable that is just about to launch November the 2nd. And if you're interested, you can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Get your priorities straight. Time management quadrants, we're going to discuss that a little bit tonight so that you have a greater understanding of managing your priorities. Can't manage time other than your priorities, because time, that tick and tock, my dad used to always say, and boy, I tell you, I understand it even greater today than when he spoke it back then. I didn't get it. Dad would always say, time waits for no one. So the tick-tock is going to continue to progress. It's not waiting for you. All we can do is effectively manage our priorities and utilize the time that we have with greater efficiency, and that's what we're talking about. See, we have no control over the date of our birth and the date of our transitioning here from Earth. All we have control of is that dash in between. And the question raises, what will you do with the time that you have? What will you do with this greatest commodity that we have? Because priorities give us focus. Time is our most precious gift and our most precious commodity. We can't change time. But again, we can manage our priorities and be more efficient with it, and we're going to talk about that. Time management is about managing our priorities, and when we manage our priorities, we change our approach and how we view and see time. For example, if I don't properly manage my priorities, when it's time for Motivational Mondays, I won't have a message for you. The airwaves will happen, the show will go forth, but I won't have anything to say. And many of us, because as we stated earlier, we're not preparing, we're trying to repair. We're so focused on yesterday that we're not able to stay present and live in the moment and do what we need to do in each moment. Because, see, priorities helps us to use time wisely. Priorities help us to utilize time wisely. What I want to encourage us to know that when we're speaking about managing our priorities, allow your priorities to be aligned with, as it relates to your actual skill set, because there is a difference. But as it relates to your skill set, I recommend that you operate in your strength zone. John Maxwell recommends that you operate in your strength zone. When John said this, at first I was like, But he further went on to clarify, and I said, I get it, John, I get it. Now, again, skill set. Last week, I gave the illustration of Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, or the week before, Michael Jordan, you know the name. He was one of, if not the greatest athlete, NBA star, right? Michael Jordan, you know, after being in his career in the NBA and getting great success, he decided, I want to play baseball. This is exactly what we're talking about right now. So track with me so you can get in context what I'm talking about, what John Maxwell is talking about as it relates to operating in your strength zone. And so Michael Jordan decided, I don't want to play basketball anymore. I really wanted to play baseball. And do you know, for a year and a half, he played baseball. He wasn't great at baseball. He had to work extra hard at baseball for menial success. But see, when we operate as it relates to our skill set, hear me, skill set in the areas of our sweet spot and our strength zone, no one can take away the success that Michael Jordan had in the NBA. Many of us wear Air Jordans on our feet on a regular basis and pay a high premium for them, named after him and his ability to soar through the air on the basketball court. Basketball is in his blood, but he had always had a desire for baseball. But baseball was not his sweet spot as it related to skill set. Now, I don't know Michael Jordan personally. I'm using this as illustration, but I don't know him personally. So when we're talking about your strength zone, we're talking about your skill set. Now, if he has a bad attitude, that's not your skill set. He definitely would need to work on that. And again, I don't know him. Maybe you have a bad attitude. I don't know. That is time well spent. See, that is a weak spot that you have to work on, because we're only as strong as those weakest areas in our lives. And so those weak areas, you want to focus in on them, but as it relates to your skill set, you want to stay in your sweet spot, because that is when you're going with the flow. You know, Coach Adams often talks about being that square peg fitting perfectly in that square hole. You know, if any of you have stayed at a hotel, any level of hotel, they give you the key card. You put the key card in the door, and it magnetizes, and you hear the sound. It connects, and it opens the door for you. So that's what we're talking about as it relates to your skill set. You want to focus on your strength zone. You want to operate in your strength zone. Attitude is an area that we can improve, because if your skill set is tight, but your attitude, remember, we spoke about attitude last week, and it makes the difference. It's the difference maker. If your attitude is nasty and negative, it doesn't matter of your skills, because someone with the same skills, someone possibly with a little less skill set than you, has a greater attitude. Guess what? They're going to win. So that's a weak spot that you have to focus in on. But why learn like Michael Jordan? Why invest all of this time and energy in learning how to play baseball when his sweet spot was basketball? See, he had a natural bend to basketball, and that's what we're talking about. That you want to prioritize your life based on that natural bend. What is your sweet spot? You know, I mean, it's like mine is speaking, teaching, training as a coach, but there's administrative things that have to be done. Can I do them? Yes. but I should do better with managing my priorities and getting somebody else to do that is their sweet spot. I hope you're tracking with me, because that now allows you to expand your time. And so when we understand the significance of priorities, and priorities gives my life greater focus, there are three areas of focus within our sweet spot, areas of the greatest bend, areas where you have that natural gifting and those talents. You know, instantly when Michael Jordan got on the basketball court, you knew he was gifted and talented. I can't get on the court and soar in the air like Air Jordan, can you? I think we would all agree he had a bend in that direction. And so for him, that was the square peg fitting perfectly in the square hole. Baseball was the square peg trying to fit in the round hole. And so there's a lot of friction because it wasn't designed for that space. You're trying to force it. You have to work harder in those areas that are not your sweet spot. And that is not a good utilization of your time. Because if we determine and we act upon the priorities based on our sweet spot, we are now operating in that strength zone. We will get far more accomplished. You know, have you ever had the same position? It took this person 2 hours and this person 30 minutes. Why? Because the person, the 30 minutes, that was their sweet spot. The 2 hour person, they could do it, but it wasn't their sweet spot. They learned how to do it, but it wasn't their sweet spot. I always joke that my mom, her sweet spot, one of her sweet spots is definitely she is gifted and anointed in the area of administration. I remember sending her this letter about this opportunity that someone sent to me. It's not something that Coach Adams was sending out and all of that, because oftentimes on my journey, if I had something to go out, I would have her to, because that's her sweet spot. I would have her to look at it and review it and proof it for me, and she would help to keep me tight. And so I sent her this letter that someone sent me about an opportunity, and I was sharing it with her, and I said, read this for me. Before I know it, she's editing and correcting that letter. I said, Mom, no, but that was her sweet spot. I said, I don't need you to, that's not my, even my letter. I just needed you to read it. I wanted to share with you. But they have all of these grammatical errors and da, 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 da. She's just going, because that's her sweet spot. Now, I read the letter. I didn't see all of what she saw because it's not my sweet spot. But put me on the stage, put me on the platform to speak to people, I'm going to fly because that's my strength zone. And so I hope you understand what I'm saying, what we're saying as it relates to this particular area of priorities. And so there are three areas of focus within our sweet spot. What's required? What is it that I am required to do? We want to focus in those areas. What is going to yield the greatest return? Like how we spoke about that, if someone is more gifted administratively than the other, if it takes someone 30 minutes versus 2 hours to do the same thing, what's going to yield the greatest return? I think you see the picture. The individual that does it in 30 minutes, because it's their sweet spot, it's going to yield a greater return. Why? Because they can get far more done in less time than the individual that it took 2 hours for them to do it. What's going to be the most rewarding and the most fulfilling? You know, it's so interesting, and you've heard me, for those that are regular listeners, reference having the amazing opportunity to travel around the globe with my mentors,
Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth.
And wow, when I tell you, I went from no passport to a passport with lots of stamps on it. I've gone to a number of places that people would only hope to go once. I've been multiple times. Very blessed and grateful for that. And when I tell you, when I make the connection with individuals on the journey and I hear their feedback and all that, I just spoke with one of our partners in the Ukraine, hadn't spoken to them in a moment and spoke with them, and it was so rewarding for them to say, wow, my life is still and has been forever changed and impacted by the time, that moment in time that we shared with you and your team. I mean, that is so rewarding and so fulfilling. And so when we're looking at prioritizing, you want to prioritize based on the three areas that we just mentioned. What is it that you are required to do? You are required to do that. What is going to yield you the greatest return? And what is it that it brings you so much fulfilling that it is the most rewarding? Well, I want you to know that I am now inviting you, our global listening audience, to share in today's topic. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, if you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear from you. We welcome the interaction. It lends to a greater richness in our virtual boardroom. So don't be shy. Don't be scared. Chime right on in. As we're waiting for our global listening audience to determine if anyone's going to jump right on in with us, let's kind of go back on what have we discussed on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we are giving a snapshot into Today Matters and our 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. For those of you who would like to go deeper, there is a great opportunity for you to be able to do that through our private mastermind roundtable on this very subject, where we will dig into, we'll lean in to the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. You'll actually learn 2 daily powerful practices each week that will guarantee your success. In our 6-week short journey, this is really a supercharged opportunity that will, without question, set you up to accomplish more. You will accomplish more than ever before, than you had ever anticipated, because you're going to be on a journey that is more focused, intentional, and deliberate. In addition, your dreams are going to become a reality, and you're going to see greater results faster because you're going to be executing. You're going to have a clear plan. You're going to have a blueprint when we close out the 6-week journey starting November the 2nd. This is a Saturday session, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., 90 minutes of power. There are only 10 spots available. So if you're interested, you don't want to tarry. You don't want to hesitate. For anyone that signs up from Motivational Mondays, we're going to give you a half an hour coaching session as a bonus, a one-on-one half an hour coaching session as a bonus, valued at $425. You'll get 4 half hour coaching sessions. So you'll get that full month of one-on-one coaching as a bonus to support you on your journey while you're in this process with our Mastermind Roundtable. It is amazing. It is so amazing how quickly time flies. We are literally 5 minutes to the close of today's broadcast, and I want to do just a quick summary overview of what we talked about today. So, of course, we talked about get your priorities straight. We talked about the significance of prioritizing and managing your priorities. As I prepare to close us out, because I want to honor my commitment to give you a snapshot of the time management quadrant, I want to share with you, and I've discussed this before in other installments, it is such a part of the foundation that I utilize. It's based on the 4 time management quadrants by Stephen Covey and the Franklin Covey system, the highly effective people, 7 habits of highly effective people. And so, you know, we know that there's 24 hours in a given day. That's not rocket science. But it's been stated that 8 hours are set aside for work, 8 hours are designated for leisure, and 8 hours for sleep. The key of understanding is that the successful person will wisely utilize the 8 hours that's been designated for leisure time for achieving his or her goals. The 4 quadrants break down into critical important, that's 10%, important not critical, 87%, not critical, but not critical, not important, 0%, and critical, but not important, 3%. I don't have time to get into all of the nuts and bolts details. If you want more of that, you'll have to join us for our Today Matters, our 6-week mastermind roundtable on the subject, and we'll dive into this when we discuss priorities and managing our priorities associated with time. But 87% of our time should be in important, not critical, which is that preparation stage that we spoke about. Maybe you didn't ask a question today. You were shy about doing that. No worries. I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. We want to continue the dialogue with you. Or maybe you have a question, you have a show recommendation, a recommendation for a guest, a concept or idea that you would like to see discussed, place through social media that you can express that and do it in a safe environment. We want you to know that, again, it's an open group. You just simply ask to be accepted with the invitation, and you are part of that network, and it's great to be connected with you through social media. Coach Adams is also and can be found on Twitter along with Instagram, Coach Adams for You, Coach Adams for You, and our Facebook Motivational Mondays page, Coach Adams Empowers. And so those are the various resources through social media. Again, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to secure your spot for Today Matters, our next Mastermind Roundtable, kicking off on November the 2nd for 6 weeks on the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we offer our 4 Hours of Power live empowerment win shop. It's a great time. We call it our time of shaping up to win, shape up and win. 4 Hours of Power is without question, along with all of the empowerment that Coach Adams offers, is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. And we come together weekly right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you to jumpstart your week and receive a dose of motivation and inspiration that you would be more equipped to win, to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. So in anything that we do, our focus is that you would receive empowering tools to win in life and on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals, as we just stated, personally and professionally. But I wanted you to know personally and professionally. You don't want to miss our next installment of Motivational Mondays. And the first Monday in November, we have a powerful guest that will be talking about the power of five. Stay engaged with us. This is Coach Adams. I want to leave you with this, that I coach and you win. And we thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for You.